it's true that quarterbacks are not quite as important as they were a couple generations ago because they don't call their own plays, but they're still extraordinarily influential in the tone they bring, the attitude they bring to the huddle.
It's 14-10 San Diego, but Kansas City has the ball.
And now, Dick, because they have no timeouts left, this is a two-minute hurry-up offense.
When you were in those situations with Joe, you did not question the quarterback. This guy has seen it and done it, and he's seen it all.
Back to pass, Montana cocks his arm, throws a pass. It's caught. It's caught for a first.
He wasn't a big rah-rah guy.
With 3:07 to go and on fourth down, Kansas City must go for it.
There wasn't any pressure. It wasn't any panic. When Joe came in the huddle, all that stopped.
Back to pass, Montana. Here comes the blitz. Joe moves up, cocks his arm, throws a pass. It's caught. It's caught for a first down.
What Joe Montana possessed in spades was that sense of utter, almost eerie calm in the face of pressure.
Montana the snap, the spin, handoff, Marcus right side, dives in, touchdown, Kansas City!
This is a guy that his heart rate just never changed.
He had this ability to win. He had this ability to bring his teams back.
Joe Montana drive.
I don't care what they're paying Montana, he is worth every last penny.
And Kansas City will go back to Missouri with a 5-1 record and the lead in the AFC West.
These are games in the past this team may not have won. And what does this win mean down the road?
This was the roller coaster ride. This was the jolt. We hadn't seen anything like that since Lenny. I mean, you never figured you were out of a game.
As sports towns go, there are few better. Here, they know football. They saw its beginnings. They saw it come alive and grow. They saw it shine on the biggest stage. But for many years, after the glow of Super Bowl glory had faded, they saw it falter. Their team needed a spark.